Citizens Council Forum is presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. The Citizens Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the left-wing theories of power-hungry pressure groups. The Citizens Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for the evening.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens Council Forum. Tonight, coming to you at a little bit different time for the reason that you will see in just a moment. We have a very distinguished group of people here with us in our studios for tonight's special program, and included are probably about as many members of Congress as have been in front of our WLVT cameras in the years that we've been on the air. Let me introduce the group. Starting at my immediate left is Congressman Martin Dies of Texas, his very charming wife, Mrs. Dies, their granddaughter, Kathy, the Dean of Mississippi's Congressional Delegation, Representative William Calmer, our own Congressman John Bell Williams, no stranger to these cameras, Representative Jamie Whitten, and Representative Arthur Winstead. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to have all of you with us tonight. I think I'll start off by addressing a question or two to Congressman Dies, who is going to speak at a Citizens Council rally at Jackson Municipal Auditorium at 7:30 tonight. Your name will no doubt sound familiar to a number of people who might have a little difficulty connecting it up. It's been a few years since it was cross-country headlines on page one every day for a while. You had a committee in Congress, did you not?
Yes, it began in 1938 and lasted as a special committee until 1945.
What was the name of that committee?
Well, Committee on Un-American Activities.
And the headline writer shortened it to the Dies Committee.
Yes, that's true.
What was the scope of your work in connection with that committee, Congressman?
Well, during the 7 years that I headed the committee as chairman, we investigated Nazi, fascist, and communist activities. We had hearings in many of the states of the Union and examined hundreds of witnesses.
At your news conference last night, I was particularly interested in a remark that you made that back in 1940, your committee had uncovered evidence that the communists planned to stir up racial trouble in the South.
Yes, that's true. In 1930, as a matter of fact, the Communist International, which was the highest governing body of the communist parties throughout the world, adopted a resolution in which they recommended the strategy of stirring up racial antagonism and misunderstanding between the Negroes and the whites as a means of promoting communism in the United States. It was a rather elaborate program, and they spoke of self-determination in the so-called Black Belt, pledging that ultimately they would establish a new country in the South which would have direct relations with the Soviet Union.
I think it was fairly interesting to observe that perhaps not directly as a result of that, but at any rate the communists have certainly accomplished the objectives that they set out at that time, have they not?
There's no question about that they've made a great deal of progress in this direction. Of course, it was later taken up by other groups, such as politicians who want the bloc vote, the Negro vote, and professional do-gooders, various other elements, but it originated with the plans and agitation and propaganda and activities of communist agents who were planted in the United States. And as a matter of fact, many people in our country were sent to Moscow to receive special instruction in how to propagandize.
Well, Congressman, all this is very interesting, and it's just a little preview of some of the remarks that are going to be made at the Citizens Council rally tonight. I'd like to ask your charming wife a question, if I may. Have you been seeing much of Jackson in Mississippi on this rather rainy day? And how do you like of what you see?
It's very pleasant. And I certainly think you have a beautiful city, and I like your state very much.
Thank you very much. And Kathy, how old are you?
9 and a half.
And what grade are you in school?
4.
Where do you go to school?
Clamp School.
And where is that?
Lufkin, Texas.
Lufkin, Texas. Do you brag about Texas?
Well, I haven't.
Not quite
and,
old enough, Peggy.
The gentleman sitting next to Kathy, of course, the dean of our Mississippi Congressional Delegation, Bill Calmer, who is going to be a platform guest at the rally tonight. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to the potential audience that's looking in on television?
Well, Dick, about the only thing I can say is that I'm very happy that I'll have the high privilege of presenting this great American, Martin Dyess, whom I've served with for 25 years in the House, to this Mississippi audience. I might add that for at least 20 years, I've been trying to get him to Mississippi, unsuccessfully, but John Bell Williams has come up there and brought him down here where I failed.
That seems to be a cue to ask you, Congressman Williams. How did you do that?
Well, we just caught him at the right time, I suppose, Dick. But I will say this, that I feel very highly honored that Mr. Dyess should come to Mississippi, and particularly to the district that I represent. And I'm looking forward to a great meeting tonight.
Congressman Whitten, let me ask you if you have anything that you would like to say at the present time.
I would like to join John Bell and Bill in saying that we have a great thing in store for the Mississippi people this evening in Congressman Martin Dyess' speech. Too few people seem to realize what's behind present troubles with integration segregation, but Martin Dyess, I think, is the outstanding American and has more knowledge at his fingertips on this whole problem than anyone that I know. I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Winstead.
Well, I join with the others. It's certainly a pleasure for me to be present and to associate myself with such a great American as Martin Dyess. He's certainly one of our greatest leaders, and we're going to have a great message from him this evening.
Thank you very much. It's been pleasant talking with all of you, Congressmen. And now, getting back to Representative Dyess for a moment, what would you say would be the one thing that the South needs most to do in order to combat this situation that seems to be confronting us at the moment?
Well, I think Bill Calmer, Congressman Calmer, expressed it very well in an address to the Bar Association of Mississippi not long ago, in which he said that we must unite, that Southerners must stand together and must speak out against this trend towards centralized government and the destruction of our state rights and local self-government.
Now, do you feel this means a third party?
Not necessarily so. I think that it means that Southern representatives and senators like these excellent congressmen here, and I do want to say that Mississippi is fortunate to have such outstanding, fine men in the House of Representatives as these distinguished congressmen who are here tonight. If we can get all of our Southern representatives and senators battle for the interest of America, not necessarily the South, because this is a constitutional question that is far more important than a sectional issue. I think that we will be the balance of power between Northern Democrats and the Republicans.
You were mentioning some other instances, not only in the case of school segregation, in which the recent trend has been toward a centralization of power. Do you feel that there is a definite movement in this direction?
Well, the best proof of that is the testimony of the committee of the attorneys general, which appeared before a subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee only a few days ago, in which they pointed out, and I may say that they were not Southerners. The attorney general of Idaho spoke for the committee and other attorney generals from other states. And they pointed out the numerous instances in which the Supreme Court had completely ignored precedent and had demonstrated a lack of interest in the integrity of the various branches of government, and called attention to these numerous cases that invaded the rights of the state and threatened local self-government.
Do you feel that President Eisenhower was sincere when he told the Governor's Conference that he wanted to return various functions and powers to the states?
Well, I know of no way to measure or to ascertain the motives of any man, because that's something that's beyond the ken of mortals. All I can do is judge him by his conduct, and from the conduct, his conduct, I cannot believe that he was firmly convinced or firmly sold on the idea of state rights, because I don't see how anyone who believes in the preservation of our states could have done what he's done.
What is the prevailing opinion in Texas about the use of federal troops in Little Rock to enforce integration?
Well, our legislature voted on it a few days ago. I think it was 114 condemning the use of federal troops to 13 against. So that's a test of how overwhelming sentiment is in the state of Texas against the use of federal troops to enforce a court decision.
And that decision does not have the effect of law, does it?
No, there is no law on the subject. It's the law of the case, and it is only binding upon the parties to the suit.
Well, Congressman Dyes, it has certainly been pleasant having you with us for these few moments on television, and I would also like to have our cameras take one more look at our other distinguished guests, Congressman Dyes, Mrs. Dyes, their granddaughter Kathy, Representative Bill Calmer of Mississippi, the other Mississippi congressman, John Bell Williams, Jamie Whitten, and Arthur Winstead. We're very fortunate to have had all of you gentlemen with us tonight, and I would like to remind you at this time that you'll see all of these men and hear a very interesting address by Congressman Dyes at the Jackson Citizens Council-sponsored mass statewide Citizens Council rally. Gets underway just about 1 hour from now at 7:30 in the Jackson Municipal Auditorium. Everyone is certainly not only invited but urged to attend. We're very sure that you will be happy that you did if you take the time out to go. So why not make your plans right now to go on down to the Jackson City Auditorium at 7:30 tonight for the big Citizens Council rally and hear Congressman Dyes. That about winds up tonight's edition of the Citizens Council Forum. For the next few weeks, we will be coming to you on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. Look for Citizens Council Forum, and then we will have a new time to announce about the 1st of December. Time change has forced changes in most of our programs, and this one is no exception. So until Sunday afternoon, Dick Morphew saying thanks for looking in. Good evening, everyone.
If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then you should immediately join your local Citizens Council. For information, call or write Citizens Council's Greenwood. In Jackson, call or write Citizens Council Plaza Building. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation in Mississippi shall be maintained.